These past 2 weeks in Baghdad without electricity, water, security, and telephone lines may affect more Iraqis and cause more widespread distress than the military campaign that toppled Saddam Hussein. NPR's Scott Simon reports from Baghdad that another scarcity also is beginning to take a toll.
Since the last days of the war, Baghdad has not only been left dry and dark, but idle. A crowd gathers behind coils of wire outside of the Palestine Hotel, waving slips of paper. Some of the small boys who've been adopted as mascots by U.S. soldiers take the slips and put them in a cardboard box. Some notes ask people to make phone calls. Some say, "Can you help me find my husband or brother? Saddam's men took him away." But most of the notes ask for jobs.
I am a mechanical engineer in a military company. Where we will go then? We lose our jobs now. We haven't any money, so... What we will do?
What are you doing?
What we will do?
For the past 2 weeks, Baghdad has just stopped working. Unemployment is essentially total. The lack of electricity has shut down almost every office, factory, and store. With no work, people run out of money to buy food, medicine, or pay rent, which puts no money into the economy. That cycle has led to looting, which puts no money into circulation. Small shopkeepers are often the first businesses to open, but many have no merchandise and can't undercut the prices of looters anyway. Uday Abdulkhala took home his inventory of satellite TV receivers, a product especially popular when it was the only way to watch anything other than Iraqi state television. He's reopened his small store on Sadoun Street before electricity has been restored and vows to protect it from being looted, but not with a gun.
With my personality, I can leave my shop open and no one will take anything. If I don't hurt anyone, nobody will hurt me.
Do you expect American troops to protect you?
No. There's no stranger who could protect the people of another country.
The lack of work has deepened the insecurity in Baghdad. People sit at home in the heat of the day, seething with worry about water, food, and money. Many young men with no work get bored and angry and go into the street. In the Al Ghadir area, a group of boys and men gathered around the open door of an old car in an alley. Three of the boys had bandages from the war. Yasser Habdi Sahara said,
"It is emptiness. We just wait for the darkness and in order to enter to our houses and to sleep and again to wake up again and the same. It's emptiness. That's all."
In front of the Baghdad Religious Library, young boys load a truck as smaller boys tug on ropes, trying to yank down a statue of Saddam Hussein. The boys have work. A Shia Muslim group gives them food to cart away books that were not burned when the library was looted. People see the rubble of ash and tile and ask, "U.S. bombs?" Locals smile and say, "Alibaba, thieves." The Shia group blames U.S. forces for not protecting the library. U.S. forces say the pillaging took place before they were close by. The Saddam statue may have marked the library for looters. The wreckage has put scores of people out of work, probably for months, but it's given these young boys jobs for a couple of days, scraping up the remains of what was said to be the most complete archives of religious literature in Iraq. Outside, new boys take turns tugging on the stone Saddam. Baghdad is filled with work to be done, rubble to be cleared, wreckage to be repaired, a working city of 5 million people to get going again. But none of that can begin until electricity is restored. Many Iraqis say they feel their lives have been suspended between one regime that's been defeated and a new one that's mostly been seen in armor and explosions. They wonder when the power that so quickly toppled Saddam Hussein will have enough muscle to make the lights and water work and give them something to do. Scott Simon, NPR News, Baghdad.